Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning, and you're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Promise, and we are so glad you could join us. Before we get into the Word, let's open up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for today, Lord, and I thank you for giving us the opportunity to walk with you, Lord. And Lord, we humble ourselves and give you the opportunity to work inside of our lives, Lord. And Lord, we also ask, Lord, that you provide for our every needs, Lord. And Lord, we also bow before you, Lord, and thank you for being our God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. We're so glad to have you with us today as we continue to dive into our study of the book of James. Now, I know we just started this, but it bears repeating, right? The Lord is having us go through this study because there is much in the book of James that we can apply, the practical application side of this word to our lives, right? Building upon what we have learned in studying out and building up this end time army that the Lord has had us do through these, I'll say the studies from the book of Acts up to present day, right? So we're going to build on that. And we're continuing to discuss the focus, which was James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. So I would like to give you the opportunity to pause the episode now. Just take the moment to read through that section of scripture and make things easier to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And now the floor is open for each of us to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to us and to ask any questions that you have. But I would like to go first, if that's all right with everybody.
Yes, it is.
We're going to deviate from the norm here, right? I know we just open up the floor and everyone else gets to go, but we're going to switch things up a little bit this morning.
It can still be opened up for you to go.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. So what the Lord was talking to me about was actually stemming from something you ministered yesterday, Leila, about being committed to God, right? In this, it talks about we should, for anything, ask in faith. No doubting. This is part of how we should be living our life and our walk in faith before the Lord, right?
Yes.
Because doubting, right? One, we won't receive anything from the Lord. Two, that individual is double-minded and unstable in all their ways. So let's talk about choosing life and removing doubt and double-mindedness. All right?
So, okay.
You'll find that this looks the same everywhere, all right, at every time. So we're going to go backwards. We're going to go from the New Testament to the Old Testament, all right? So let's look at John 6 for a moment. We'll begin in verse 60.
Dad, you said John 6, verse 60 or 1-6?
Verse 60.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So there was a lot that happened here, right? Now, the individuals, his disciples, and those that were following him were struggling because he says that he's one in John 6, Jesus is talking about being the bread of life, right?
Yes.
And that his followers are to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Right, because his blood has eternal life. And whoever does that, the Lord will raise him up on the last day. That's in verse 54 of John 6, right?
Yes.
And then many struggled with his sayings. And it says in verse 60, it says, therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? And when they complained about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I have given to you that no man may come to me, or I said to you, excuse me, said to you that no man may come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. And Jesus said to them, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So we're going to stop there on the reading part, but just understand some things, right? These are individuals that saw the Lord, that walked with him, that he was teaching them, that he was providing for them. They saw miracles, right?
Yes.
They saw all these things. But then there came a point where they had to choose. They struggled with something that was said, but they ultimately had to make a choice and decide, do they continue to live for the Lord? Do they continue to walk with him? Do they continue to trust him? And do they continue to believe in the Lord in faith without doubting? Or do they let their flesh get in the way? And it's I'm bringing this up because it's a choice we all have to make, right?
Yes, Dad.
And we may have to make it multiple times. Now, hopefully you make a final choice, a once and for all choice, that for the Lord I live, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But everyone has to come to that place on their own. This is the practical application side. And I say this because many did walk away, unfortunately. And he even questioned them, hey, what if you, right, like even before they made their choice and their decision, what if you see, he says, the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? I mean, in other words, he's asking them, like, reconsider this before you make your final choice here. Right?
Yes.
In other words, what if you see me in the place, and by me, I mean Jesus, in the place where he came from, right? Like,
exalted
in heaven. You made the wrong choice, and all of a sudden, then you see him where he is and was and is, right? Where from eternity to eternity. And now you realize you've made the wrong choice, right? How will it be for you then? But it's too late at that point. And I'll bring this up because this is in the New Testament. And many, unfortunately, made the choice to walk away from the Lord. Ones that were following him. And I'm not condemning them. I feel led to share this so we can all understand, because it looks the same. It doesn't matter if it's New Testament or if it's the Old Testament with the children of Israel in the wilderness. What did they do constantly? The Lord provided everything for them. He first delivered them out of Egypt, right? So that's why they were in the wilderness in the first place, because the Lord already brought about their deliverance and protected them the entirety of the time that the plagues were happening. But then they're in the wilderness. He's providing fire by night, cloud by day, and he's providing manna, the bread of life, right?
Yes.
Or it's I'll say translation is, what is it, right? Manna, what is it? But he said it's bread from heaven, right? This ties back to here to John chapter 6, where Jesus said, I am the bread of life, right?
Yes.
He provided water. He provided all these things. But then they grew tired. They began to doubt. They were unstable in all their ways. They did not trust the word of the Lord, even when he brought them up to the promised land and had them go spy it out. He said, I'm here to give you this. The land flowing with milk and honey. All these great, wonderful things that you will enjoy. And they doubted. Doubted to the point of they rejected the Lord and the word of the Lord, just like we see here in John 6, right?
Yes.
Now Moses, or the Lord through Moses, right, said constantly, hey, chooses to set before you today life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life that'll be well with you and your children and your children's children, right?
Yes.
The future generations. And clearly that was something that Joshua, not Caleb and Joshua, but especially Joshua, who was the successing leader of Israel after Moses, right? He yes. says the same thing and at the end, right? And that's Joshua chapter 24, I believe, where he says, hey, choose you this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, right? And,
yes.
And there's something that even David, right? He's recounting all the things that the Lord had done in and through and for Israel and in and through and for David and his life and his family and right, all these situations and circumstances that the Lord brought him through. And he determined that the Lord was faithful, ultimately. All right, I'm paraphrasing from a few different spots to bring together a point, but let's understand that. So he trusted the Lord above everything, above what his eyes saw or his ears heard, right? Which is exactly what Isaiah 11 talks about concerning Jesus, the Christ. He won't trust or judge by what his eyes see and his ears hear, but with righteousness he will judge, right? Yes. We talked in yesterday's episode, the previous episode, about we have to be pure before the Lord. Well, purity comes from, I'll say, being prompt in righteousness and seeking justice, right? Well, where are we seeking it from? The Lord. So isn't that wisdom? That's where wisdom comes from. So why would we approach this another way? But in order to remove those things, right? Doubt and being double-mindedness in our life, we have to first make that choice for life. And Jesus said very plainly, my words are spirit and they are life. So we're to receive everything from the Lord, his instruction, his word, that is life. It will lead us in life and from victory to victory. But we must make that choice and apply that to our life. And continuing to do so will remove any doubts, will remove any double-mindedness.
Yes, Dad, and something that you tell us constantly and looking at doubt and, you know, fear, that's not the same thing as having a question before the Lord. Maybe you're not quite understanding. You think you have, you know, the game plan. It happens when you give us instructions and I come and ask you a question. It's not because I doubt who you are or think you're lying to me, but I don't understand something and I need a little more clarification. Uh-huh. That's different than doubting. Doubting entails accusing God and calling him a liar, saying what he said wasn't so. And there is strong penalty for that we ourselves bear, and anyone we choose to connect to that decision bears as well. So asking a questions, the Lord isn't against that. As you said yesterday, Dad, he explicitly and specifically told us, ask, seek, and knock. Ask was the first one. So he's not afraid of us questioning him and asking for understanding or for clarification. What he does have a problem with is us saying that he's a liar, that what he said wasn't so, he's not going to do what he said he'd do. That's what doubt and fear is. That's the contradiction right there. That's what he has issue with. So again, the Lord isn't saying you can't ask questions. Just be sure that as you're asking, it's not the accusatory or an accusing tone, like you're trying to find, you know, trying to catch the Lord in his words, which is what we saw the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes do through the Gospels, trying to catch him in his words or trying to find fault with him. So it's okay, I don't know what the other word is to use at this exact moment, but okay to you know, come to him and go, I'm struggling with this. Didn't the father of the young man that was demon possessed say, hey, help me, I believe you, but help me in this area? It wasn't because he thought the Lord wasn't good enough or strong enough or powerful enough to deliver his son, but he knew he needed help in an area to be able to persevere and push through and receive by faith the deliverance of his son. We have those experiences now. They didn't just stop when Jesus went back to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, promise you had something you wanted to say, sweetie.
Yes, mommy. Okay. I'll make it brief, though. Going back to what you were talking about, Layla, about actually preparing our heart condition and actually coming to God. And also going back to what you were saying, Dad, about the children of Israel, how they doubted what the Lord was giving them. And the Lord first reminded me that for the children of Israel, they weren't actually satisfied or content with what God was doing for them. We see that inside of 1 Samuel when they're asking for a king. They wanted to be like everybody else. They weren't content with being how God wanted them to be, which is oftentimes a hindrance for us actually moving forward inside of God. I believe it was you. You're talking about how there is a like a barrier and how whether or not we're willing to actually persevere with God or turn back, and how oftentimes that barrier is our mental mind. We're too busy trying to do things from a mental perspective rather than actually trusting God and actually allowing Him to develop Him, developing ourselves, which is important. And I believe Matthew talks about this, how, or it might be Hebrews, but it says that whoever draws his hand back from the plow, my soul has no pleasure in him. And that my is talking about Jesus.
That's mm-hmm. Hebrews 10, I believe, verses 37 and 38.
Thank you, Layla.
You're welcome.
And how a lot of times, for an example, on a monkey bar, you cannot grab the third monkey bar if you're too busy trying to hold the first one. It's an impossibility. You cannot move forward if you're too busy trying to hold back. And so the same applies for here. We cannot actually move forward with God if we're too busy trying to take hold of what was behind us.
Mommy?
Amen. There's I guess if we looked at the concept in the heart of this is, are we willing to be led? That was the problem that the children of Israel had in the wilderness. They weren't willing to be led by God the way God wanted to go. He said he wanted to feed them with manna. They said, no, we should have meat. And we actually, better yet, we should go back to Egypt where they had pots of leeks and onions and we were eating to the full and overflow. And that was absolutely a lie. Their children were being cut out of their wombs. They were being driven hard and forced to do things that were...
Forced to make bricks with no straw, without the necessary tools and equipment required.
Exactly. They were being abused and mutilated and mistreated. And what abuser's going to feed you well before they black your eyes? I mean, that just doesn't go together. So here, even in the section that you brought up in the book of John, as it relates to where we are in James, when he said to them, what if you see me? What then if you should see me? See the Son of Man ascend to where he was before. That was a challenge. What if God goes a way that you don't expect? Mm-hmm. And what he was talking to them about when he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood, are you going to continue to go the way that God is leading you? Or are you going to try to lead yourself? Or do you rather try to lead God? Or are you going to go astray because you can't do either of those? So the children of Israel were waiting for the triumphant Messiah to physically sit there, become their literal king, like they could look at, like David was or mm-hmm. Solomon was, and then physically beat and brutalize the Romans and drive them out of the territory and make Israel the primary.
And the remainder of the world.
Right, and make them the primary force of the earth, right? Yes, so what really? He's saying to them, so what if I leave here and I don't do what you're expecting me to do, the way that you're expecting me to mm-hmm. do it? Are you going to be offended? Are you going to continue to be people who serve God, or are you going to make up another story or go another way, right? Because that was a dichotomy. Their flesh expected one thing, but God said he was here to do something else. And yes, it met and exceeded what they were thinking, but it was going away. It was going towards what the Father wanted. So the expectation is, are we going to be led by God? And then even when you connect it back to James, as he, I think you brought this up in the last episode, Promise, when it starts in verse 2, as it journeys through this process, are you going to stick with what God says, and are you going to continue to go his way and desire that or not? Honey, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I was just going to say, going the Lord's way is wisdom. Any alternative route is foolishness.
Exactly. And that's just it. And I think we're just about out of time, so we'll pick this up on maybe the next episode.
All right. Sounds. Thank you. That was definitely a blessing. All right. So, yes, let's pause there for today and give you time to search the scriptures, meditate on it with the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. And we'll catch you on the next episode. But with that, can I get a volunteer to close us out in prayer, please?
I will.
Oh, I promise.
Lord, we submit ourselves to your heavenly order, Lord. And Lord, we also praise you and glorify your name, Lord, and also allow you to be our God inside of our lives, Lord, and to give you authority to actually lead us and guide us, Lord. And that whatever you say, Lord, we will do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. We love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.